FAR honors service and stewardship at 2026 State of the City. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. The City of FAR closed its 2026 State of the City address by recognizing two examples of civic leadership: individual service to the community and long-term stewardship of public finances. Mayor Dr. Ambrosio Hernandez presented the Polo Palacios Service Award to Evelyn Cano and named the City of FAR Finance Department as Department of the Year, citing their roles in strengthening inclusion and financial stability. Cano received the Polo Palacios Service Award in recognition of her advocacy for individuals with disabilities and her work to promote inclusive economic opportunity in the Rio Grande Valley. During the ceremony, city officials described her as a longtime community leader whose efforts have focused on access, employment, and representation for people with disabilities. According to the city, the award honors individuals who embody service, commitment, and pride in FAR. Cano is the co-founder and executive director of the Disability Chamber of Commerce RGV, an organization that works with businesses and community partners to expand employment opportunities for people with disabilities. The chamber's mission, as described during the event, is to ensure hiring practices are based on merit and capability and to foster collaboration between the business sector and the disability community. In announcing the award, Mayor Hernandez said Cano's work reflects the city's values of purpose and inclusion. City officials also noted her record of civic engagement, including service on regional and statewide boards focused on disability rights and advocacy. The city awarded a $5,000 grant to the Disability Chamber of Commerce RGV to support its ongoing programs. The city also introduced the inaugural Heart of Our Community Award, which was presented to the Disability Chamber of Commerce RGV. According to city officials, the new recognition is intended to honor organizations that prioritize service over recognition and provide sustained support to vulnerable populations. The award was described as a symbol of the city's commitment to compassion and community partnership. In addition to recognizing community advocacy, the city highlighted internal leadership by naming the City of FAR Finance Department as Department of the Year. The announcement followed the mayor's presentation on the city's financial performance, including a balanced $290 million budget, an $11 million surplus, and $10 million added to reserves. City leaders credited the finance department with maintaining fiscal discipline, overseeing taxpayer funds, and supporting long-term planning. During the address, Hernandez said the department played a central role in reducing expenses across city operations while preserving services. He described the team's work as essential to keeping the city financially strong and prepared for future investments. The Department of the Year award is given annually to recognize exceptional performance by a city department. Officials said the finance department's recognition reflects consistent results over time, including budget management, financial reporting, and support for grant-funded projects that reduce reliance on local tax dollars. Together, the awards underscored two themes emphasized throughout the State of the City address: that FAR's progress depends on both responsible management within city government and on individuals and organizations working to improve the quality of life across the community.